Respectfully, if you love 100 gigs, okay, well,
I
know.
I do not.
Personally, I don't.
I think they have some bangers, but you know.
That's a sentence. So, no, yeah. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Wait, no, I haven't given them a chance, but like, I was just like, I don't know. It's more like, yeah, I guess EDM.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But I love like how the seasons change and the new music tastes change. Yeah. Star Fox, yeah. It's so special.
Yeah. No, it was getting colder and I was like, okay, like yeah. I need to chill.
It's time.
Yeah.
Okay, before that, Chelly, do you want to say the song that we listened to?
Oh, yeah. It was Turns Blue by Naked Giants.
Yes.
Yes.
I liked it.
Thank you.
And then before that, we had Vienna by Boa off their new album, Whiplash. I think I'm just going to be streaming this album today.
Yeah. I'm going to check your earbuds after.
Yes. And then before that, we had Twilight by Boa off the same album, Twilight, or off the album of the same name. That was their old album, though. And then before that, we had Just As You Are by Feline. I don't even know how I found out about Feline. I think I was telling Chelly this, but it's kind of one of those bands that like popped up on my radar, and then here we are. I kind of
was it on like similar profile, like similar artist profiles?
Maybe, yeah. And I think it was just like I was going down like a niche like rabbit hole of that like...
Oh, like 90s, like...
90s kind of like grunge. And then yeah. I was looking at artists in there.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And I think they were just like recommended for that.
Wait, that's so cool.
Anyway, oh, it's 9:01, so I will skedaddle. Thank you for tuning into the Family Guy Musical Review. I will be here next week for Club Siberia, my music show with DJ Crush. So feel free to tune in if you want. But have a nice day, everyone. And thank you again for tuning in. Bye.
Hello, KDVS listeners. You're tuned in to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, and it is about 9:03 a.m. here in Davis. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, about 9:03 a.m. in Davis. It is currently, it's cold this morning. It says it's 56 degrees right now, but that the wind is 20 miles per hour with 35 mile per hour gusts, which is making it feel like 47. So the 20 mile per hour winds are making it feel like 10 degrees cooler than it really is, which is a little nuts. It's cold. The wind is strong and cold this morning, and it's supposed to be windy all day. I'm being a news forecaster right now if you're driving to work or school or wherever you are, but yeah, it's cold today and quite windy, so watch out. Sorry to people with bangs or people who wore their hair down today. It's gonna be possibly a bad hair day by the end. Anyways, let's get into my show today. This, you are listening to Fashion Forward now. Shout out Family Guy musical review show right before this. But yeah, this is Fashion Forward. I'm DJ Vera. And this show, I pick a different style or aesthetic each week and talk about the history of it, what it entails clothing wise or music wise, just kind of everything about that style. And this week, I have picked trad goth, also known as traditional goth. Last week I did streetwear. The week before that I did grunge, and those were a little similar. But and I said maybe I'll do something similar to streetwear. No, I'm actually going quite different with trad goth. But we'll get into it. I only got about 25 minutes left now. In the background right now we have Lucretia, My Reflection by Sisters of Mercy, which I felt was very on theme. So we'll just have some fitting background music. I kept it pretty quiet because these are like the actual songs and not instrumentals. So don't know if there's some bad lyrics really in these. Maybe I should probably like, I don't know. There could be actually quite bad things that are being said behind my voice right now, so maybe I will change this to be instrumental. One second. I'm just gonna yap while I change this though. But yeah, so I don't know. I was just trying to think of what theme I should do today. Which I'm not gonna lie, I a little bit forgot what show. Okay, wait. We're switching to instrumental now. One sec. Yeah. This should be instrumental. Let's see. Hold on. One sec, guys. Gotta check this. Okay, yeah, we're fine. Okay, so basically, what I was saying, I can't lie, I did kind of forget that I had this show until about an hour ago. So my apologies if what I have to say today is not very good, but I tried my best, okay? I was in my Chem2C lecture trying to prepare for this show, and hopefully it's good. If you don't think it is, though, that's fine. Also, I just have to say, the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. So now let's really get into it. So, as I said, trad goth is the theme today, which is also short for traditional goth. And going into a little bit of history and like when this style like really emerged was kind of like the late 1970s, early 1980s, which last week I talked about how like in the 90s, like, or not in the 90s, in like mid to late 1900s was like really when more specific styles kind of arose, and like there was more development of like cliques, I guess, and like different specific different groups of styles and people that weren't just so like, oh, every single person is dressing this certain way kind of thing. More personal style, individual style came about around that time. Like, as I just said, the late, like, 1970s, 1980s, according to the internet, I could be wrong, don't quote me on that, is when this emerged, kind of as, like, it's, like, a part of the broader, like, gothic subculture. Like, trad goth is, like, there are plenty of goth subcultures. I don't know if this music's too loud. Maybe it's, like, not even loud enough, actually. But, losing. Oh yeah, so it's part of like a broader gothic culture where like there's plenty of goth subcultures. There's like pastel goth, trad goth, original goth, or there's like modern goth. There's so many, but I thought to get a little more specific today. And yeah, it kind of like originated from like post punk music and like was definitely very influenced by genres like punk rock, glam rock, new wave, maybe a little dark wave. And the term goth itself is like comes from gothic rock music, like that specific genre, which is kind of focused on like a dark, like atmospheric kind of soundscape, introspective, melancholy kind of world. In terms of not only the lyricism, but also just the general, I guess, vibe of the music. Yeah, and I'll get more specifically into music later on, but, like, also touching on that, like, the early goth scene came about, according to the internet, I could be so wrong about anything I say today could be wrong, because the following views presented this hour do not reflect the views of KDS. KDS sponsors the University of California. This is only what the internet tells me, but apparently the early goth scene, it was like centered mostly in the UK in like early beginnings of it. And like bands like Susie and the Banshees, The Cure, Sisters of Mercy, which we have some Sisters of Mercy instrumentals in the background right now, that kind of like led the charge with like the gothic or like I guess trad goth style, because oftentimes like I talked about this both my shows and I guess I'll touch on this every week, but music does directly influence fashion and style, because oftentimes people hear a certain music and it just takes their mind to associate with a certain style, with maybe certain color palettes, just like the way that the music makes one feel can associate with clothing as well, if that makes sense. It might not make sense, I don't know. But yeah, like the sorry, I'm trying to fix my chair, it's a little far away. The like goth subculture though of like trad goth or just like goth in general, it kind of has like this fascination with like dark romanticism and like horror. And I don't know if I ever say... Wait, let me, like, double-check how to say this word, because... One sec. Yeah, this actually... Wait, let's see. Oh, macabre. I always called it macabre, but it's macabre, so... yeah, and like the macabre, often like the music and the culture, like not necessarily the culture, well, in a way, but more so the music and like the popular culture of goth culture, like kind of embraces themes of like death, decay, existentialism, that kind of vibe. And what happened? Oops. Okay, we're gonna actually choose a different song. This is literally just Sisters of Mercy in the background. But yeah. Sorry, I got a little distracted. Anyways, continuing on. I got a little sidetracked and lost. Got distracted by my music in the background. And it, you know what, whatever I was talking about, we're gonna just skip that. And we're gonna talk about clothing, because I feel like that is the primary thing associated with any aesthetic or style. Because this show is, I guess, about the it really is like about the fashion. But I do like to talk about history of and like cultural or like the subcultural aspects of each style. But we'll talk about clothing now, about trad goth. this is Fashion Forward. And yeah, so like trad goth fashion, it's like very easily identifiable, I feel like, compared to other certain styles, where like maybe certain other styles you wouldn't know exactly what to categorize it in. But I think like any goth or I guess trad goth are like pretty easily identifiable, as like there's no style like necessarily similar to it. Which, like, the first and foremost, and, like, most importantly, I feel like, is the color palette of like trad goth clothing, which is like predominantly black, or there's like deep shades of like red, purple, dark green, like those are also common, but like black, all black is really a key feature of trad goth style. Whereas like for pastel goth example, like it is really all pastels, but there's definitely aspects that still make it goth, with, like, which I think a lot of people associate like goth and like gothic culture with wearing all black clothing. I think the clothing and the makeup, and also like hair, but mainly clothing and makeup are most recognizable and associated with any gothic culture. Yeah, but like further about the clothing, yes, like color palette is like pretty much all black, but also like other dark tones. Like common things worn are like long, like flowy dresses and skirts that are kind of like Victorian inspired dress and skirts kind of esque. Like a lot of lace and velvet, and like shirt, like if there's not a dress, like shirts and tops are kind of like either fitted or loose black shirts. Often like high collars or ruffles are common in trad goth shirts, both for men and women. I mean, like skirts and dresses can be worn by whatever gender. And yeah, so like really the main thing I would say is like the all black type. But yeah, like having not a ton of skin showing, I feel like, is also pretty common in like gothic culture, like wearing longer sleeves or like longer dresses. And like outerwear wise, like long coats, capes, trench coats, like kind of with like heavier fabrics like velvet or leather, are a little bit essential too. I'm so tired, guys, if I'm being so honest. I always feel like I get lost and I get sidetracked when I'm talking. I'll like look away at something for 1 second and then suddenly I forget my train of thought and what I was talking about. And then that's when I feel like I have all my pauses of like, yeah. And I always get distracted by this microphone that's in the station because there's like these little things that like hold it together kind of. And they always get taken off. And then I distract myself here by trying to readjust them. That probably doesn't make any sense to anyone who's never been in the station, but oh well, that's okay. Continuing on, so I touched on like tops and bottoms and like outerwear, but also accessories are a huge part of, like most aesthetics and fashion styles like have accessories that are definitely an integral part of that style. But trad goth, like specifically like fishnet stockings, like lace gloves, chokers are like really huge, and sometimes like wide brim hats. I think chokers are like one of the most associated accessories with like chokers and fishnets are like one of the most associated accessories with any like emo or goth style. And I feel like that is like a very identifiable thing. Like if you see someone in the world, you're like, oh, well maybe that's, I don't know. Also like footwear is a huge thing, like combat boots, platform shoes, like a Victorian style, like lace up boots are very common choices. Like, I don't know, a lot of people out with the Doc Martens, like the platform, they got like the Jaden boots, or they got Demonias. And there's definitely many more like brand. I don't have as many like specific brands. I know a lot of people, well, they're kind of controversial these days, but Dolls Kill was like a very popular brand for a while, and it probably still is, but there's some controversy about Dolls Kill, but I'm not gonna get into that because I feel like I don't know enough about that. Yeah, associated with trad goth and is very like identifiable and important to like gothic culture, which like one of two things which I said earlier is like the clothing and the makeup are really the two, like, two most distinguishable factors of trad goth style. And on the makeup aspect, it, like, key features are, like, pale skin, dark eyes, dark lips, with, like, the pale skin causes, like, a contrast to the dark clothing, which makes, like, it stand out very often, which a lot of people use, like, white or just, like, a very light foundation color. Both, like, men and women or any gender, like, that is very common to use either white foundation or like white face paint or whatever, or just like very light foundation. Like the pale look is very associated, and also like dark eyes with like heavy eyeliner, which may have like kind of like a smoky effect, but like heavy, like chunky eyeliner, not just like, oh, like a little eyeliner wing. No, it's like the more heavy, like chunky black liner, which typically gets like drawn out very big and bold, and also like dark eyeshadows, like either black, like deep purples, deep green colors are common too, just to like add a little color. I mean, like I said, primarily the color palette is just black, but there also can be color incorporated with like dark reds, dark purples, dark greens. And when I say dark, I mean like pretty dark red, purple, and green. But it's not necessarily uncommon to see colors associated. It's just like mainly darker colors. If you're talking about trad goth. And just like overall, the makeup kind of emphasizes like an ethereal, like otherworldly kind of look, I guess. Well, I don't know if I would say otherworldly, but like I guess it has a very specific look. I don't know exactly words to describe it, but it like the makeup really does enhance like the goth aesthetic, like specifically trad goth, which like that is a big makeup is a big distinguishment. I don't know the proper tense of word for that, but makeup distinguishes a big difference between different goth subcultures, like between trad goth, modern goth, I don't know, like pastel goth, the different kind. Let's see. I'm looking it up for the world. Like there's romantic goth, Victorian goth, cabaret goth, industrial goth, vampire goth, pastel goth, cyber goth, trad goth, emo goth, new goth, mall goth, corp goth. Like there are so many different types of goth that are like their own subcultures, and each has like different clothing associated, different makeup, like they all have similar features of the makeup and hair and clothing, but there's black is kind of associated with all of them, but there's just different specifically like pieces of clothing that are important to each community. Yeah, but no, which I think is really cool, but I just chose to focus on trad goth today because I feel like that is one of the most common, most popular, and most known forms of goth. Like I think when most people, I could be so wrong, but when a lot of people think of goth, I think what their mind goes to is like a trad goth look, because it's just pretty common, like the pale face, the dark eyeliner, dark hair, dark clothing, which yes, like I just said that most goth styles are like that, but they're a little different, but whatever. Yeah, so that's kind of like the look, the trad goth look. I got like 6 minutes here, so I'm just gonna kind of wrap up, but I like to also tie in like how music plays a role in fashion and how it like influences it and also is influenced by because, like, the musical aspect of child goth, it's kind of rooted, like I said before, in the gothic rock scene, and definitely has, like, key characteristics to it, where it's, like, you can distinguish gothic rock or, like, more, like, child goth music from just other kinds of music, other kinds of, like, metal or whatever. It's definitely different than metal. A lot of trad goth, like, the musical aspect of trad goth has a lot more, like, atmospheric sound, and, like, there's a lot of, like, reverb in guitars. Like, there's deep bass lines and ethereal synths, kind of, like, in what we have in the background right now, the Sisters of Mercy instrumentals. That is definitely an example, a huge example. And, lyric-wise, there's a lot of themes of, love, loss, darkness, supernatural, just kind of, like, overall melancholy and, like, the introspective nature of the subculture. Just, like, explores lots of emotions. But influential bands that kind of, like, pioneered this, like I said before, like The Cure, The Sisters of Mercy, Susie and the Banshees, other bands I found according to the internet, The Mission and Fields of Nephilim. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I don't know. And yeah, like I guess the overall cultural impact that trad goth has is that it just, like, has influenced various, like, aspects of fashion, music, and, like, also has been influenced by different aspects of fashion and music, and it just, like, continues to resonate with newer generations, even though it kind of emerged in the late 1900s, like 70s and 80s. It's like, even to this day, there's plenty of people who associate heavily with, like, trad goth and, like, gothic culture, like, even newer generations. And now, like, it's like a lot of people blend different styles, like, they especially, like, blend trad goth with other styles, kind of like steampunk, dark wave. Like, I was saying, there's so many different subcultures of goth that kind of comes from it, as just, like, the blending of different aesthetic subcultures, like, creates new gothic subcultures, if that makes sense. But yeah, like, and also, like I mentioned earlier, like modern trad goths also may, like, incorporate other subcultures, like other gothic subcultures, or just any subculture, but still, like, maintain that core aesthetic and, like, themes of the original goth movement. And yeah, I mean, I guess that's all I have to say. I got 2 minutes left, and I guess I'll end out with some instrumental music of Sisters of Mercy. And yeah, I mean, overall, like, trad goth, it is a distinct subculture, and it really is defined by, like, its music, its clothing and makeup, and, like, it definitely has a thematic focus kind of on, like, darker aspects of life, but also it really trad goth culture creates, like, a unique and, like, lasting identity with broader goth movement. And, like I said before, is, like, probably one of the more common or more popular goth subcultures. But yeah, that is all I have to say for today. This was Fashion Forward. I'm DJ Vera, and you're tuned into KWS Davis 9.3 FM. I will be here next Friday from 9 to 9:30 a.m. And that's all I have to say. Thanks for listening. Bye. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to East Meets West with your host, DJ Corla. If you're just tuning in, this is KDVS Davis 90.3 FM. So East Meets West, if you're not familiar, is a show that highlights music from the Middle East, South Asia, and surrounding regions and their diasporas. Sorry about that. So today's theme, if you're at all familiar with South Asian music, should be very familiar to you, because today's focus will be Bollywood and beyond, particularly older Bollywood. Near Bollywood is a whole nother can of worms that is interesting to open, but also has its points where you just don't want to listen to it anymore necessarily. Today's focus is Bollywood and beyond. So mostly film music from the Bollywood industry, otherwise known as the Mumbai film industry or the Hindi film industry, from its very beginning to, you know, 1980s, 1990s. Thank you so much for listening, if you'd like. I will catch you on